We will be reading about Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is a week-long celebration held in the United States that honors African heritage and African-American culture. Kwanzaa is observed from December 26th to January 1st and culminates in gift-giving and a big feast. The holiday is relatively new compared to other holidays and is celebrated in the U.S. Dr. Maluna, professor of the chairman of Africana Studies at California State University, first created Kwanzaa in 1966. He created this holiday in response to the Watts riots in Los Angeles in 1965 as a way to bring African Americans together as a community.
Dr. Karenga researched African harvest celebrations and combined aspects of several different celebrations, such as those of Ashanti and those of Zulu, to form the foundation of Kwanzaa. The name Kwanzaa is derived from the phrase Matuda ya Kwanzaa, which means first fruits or harvest. In Swahili, celebrations often include singing and dancing, storytelling, poetry reading, African drumming, and feasting.
Dr. Karenga created seven guiding principles to be discussed during the week of Kwanzaa. The seven principles represent seven values of African culture that help build and reinforce community among African Americans. Each day, a different principle is discussed, and each day, a candle is lit. On the final day of Kwanzaa, families enjoy an African feast. Kwanzaa has seven core principles: unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. Thank you.
This congregation contributes to Share the Plate, where half of our cash collection each Sunday goes to local charities, a way for us to give back to the community we live in. This month's Share the Plate recipient is the Family Shelter. If contributing by check, please write Share the Plate on the memo line. Ushers, please come forward.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were afraid. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with an angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on peace to those on whom his favor rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel."
Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed on coming to the house. They saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
They told me that when Jesus was born, a star appeared in the heavens above the place where the young child lay.
When I was very young, I had no trouble believing the wondrous things. I believed in the star.
It was a wonderful miracle, part of a long ago story, foretelling an uncommon life.
They told me a supernova appeared in the heavens in its dying burst of fire.
When I was older and believed in science and reason, I believed the story of the star explained.
But I found that I was unwilling to give up the star, fitting symbol for the birth of one whose uncommon life has been long remembered.
The star explained became the star understood for Jesus, for Buddha, for Zarathustra.
Why not a star? Some bright star shines somewhere in the heavens each time a child is born.
Who knows what it may foretell?
Who knows what uncommon life may yet unfold again if we but give it a chance?